H-Bomb back again, wrapping up IGN's top 50 sci-fi shows critique, and we're up to number 7, Star Trek, The Next Generation. And I just think it's amazing how the show kind of follows in the footsteps of the original, and yet has managed to form its own identity. A lot of the same space, a lot of the same aliens, but very minimal in the crossover of characters, and it just took the Star Trek franchise to the next level, and made stars of anybody who was on it, especially Patrick Stewart, who is just awesome, Jean-Luc Picard. Number 6, Lost. Overrated. I mean, it was a good show. It wasn't a great show. And it just got weird at times. And the ending was kind of ambiguous. I mean, I'm not gonna do any spoilers here, but I mean, it was good. It wasn't great. 5, The X-Files. Again, good, not great. And a bit overrated. And they should have just ended it when David Duchovny left the show. They just stretched it out too long. And when they finally started to answer some questions, they just asked too many new ones. Number 4, Doctor Who. And I never watched the original. I got back into it when Sci-Fi ran the Russell Davies reboot with Christopher Eccleston as the Doctor. And Christopher Eccleston, awesome as the Doctor. But the next year when David Tennant came aboard, just blew it right out of the water. David Tennant definitely made the Doctor his own, and made Doctor Who one of my favorite sci-fi shows to watch. And Matt Smith, right now, the 11th Doctor, he's good. He's not David Tennant, but I do like how Karen Gillan is balancing him out, and I am looking forward to the new season. The Christmas episode was phenomenal. Number 3, The Twilight Zone. And, you know, I've seen, I wouldn't call myself a diehard Twilight Zone fanatic, but I've seen a handful of episodes here and there over the years, and yeah, a lot of good shows. The thing with an anthology show, it's hard to judge consistency because it's not one show. It's a bunch of little shows grouped together, but The Twilight Zone is usually pretty solid. Number 2, Star Trek, the original series. Oh, I'm running out of time. Better wrap this. Yeah, original series. You know, I kind of preferred Next Gen, but if there was no original series, there wouldn't have been Next Gen. And it got political without getting overly political. The original Star Trek series exactly was what it needed to be, and it's a shame it took so long for it to get truly appreciated. Number 1, Battlestar Galactica, the sci-fi remake. Again, overrated. It was good at times. My dad still thinks the original was better. I never really saw the original. I saw parts of the original. Ooh, ran out of time. But yeah, Galactica, number 1. And I'll be back shortly.